This is the assignment for week 5, part 1, Angela Wheeler. And I'm tying into my other assignment for this week in part 3, about book-to-film adaptions. Every summer, it seems there's at least one new blockbuster coming out that has been based on or adapted from a book. We have The Fault in Our Stars, The Hunger Games, The Divergent series, The Harry Potter series. So then, once these movies have been made, produced, presented to the audience, sometimes there are then book adaptions of the movie. So yes, we're talking about books based off films based off books. Not a trick, but just to give you a prime example of this, The Chronicles of Narnia, written by C.S. Lewis. We've seen The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Prince Caspian, Voyage of the Dawn Treader, all written by C.S. Lewis and all turned into movies. And then, especially with the first, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, there were books that were reproduced to follow more closely to the direct movie plot instead of the original book plot. And there are inserts of screenshots of the film promoting the movie and the actors and actresses. And so the question comes down to this really interesting question of rights by the companies. Who ultimately possesses them? Who is ultimately gaining from the advertisement of the books and the films? Is it the publisher? Is it the film company? Well, it's not exactly the same as the situation with our media mogul and her VNRs. I think the conversation over these covert advertisements and who is ultimately gaining, whether it's the producers, the publishers, or are we the audience gaining from these, I think that's an important conversation to have.